Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast this afternoon for our praise prayer for our. I'm so delighted today to be back on our line today. I just give God all praise and glory. I magnify his holy name today. Y'all just forgive me today. I'm used to doing one thing, but God and turn it around that I do something else. I give God all the praise and glory today. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. I thank and praise God for this opportunity to be back on our live broadcast on today. God is good and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I just give God all the reverence and praise who is my life and to Apostle Deans in his absence and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm here today because I just want to bring a word before you today. But first of all, I just thank God for being here today. I thank God on today. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank him today. God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. Good afternoon, Prophetess Sadler, Minister Morton. God bless you. Minister Prophetess Morton, God bless you all. God bless you today. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. I am Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. I'm excited to be here today. I'm on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings to pray for people. God bless your heart, but I just thank God that he put it on my heart to just bring a word sometimes. You know, I'm not trying to promote myself, but it's all about God. So today, I'm just trying to bring a word before the Lord. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Every Sunday, I have our church service. So I'm starting to bring it live on the Facebook, and it's no problem. I can do just that. I thank God for this opportunity, and whoever this word is for, it's for you. If it's not, it's not. But whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it without hesitation. So we're just going to have a short devotion, not too long, just a short one. And I just thank and praise God for that. But we're going to first try to have a doxology. Well, you know what? We'll have our devotion because I want to bring this word today. God is a good God. And maybe next Sunday or the next Sunday, I get all the rest of it together. But right now, God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. So we're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to go into the word of the Lord. We're going to go right into the word of the Lord. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 14. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people? They eat bread and call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shame the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. I have just read you from Psalms 14 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right quick. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, in the name of Jesus, and just repenting right now and confessing, God, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and His Savior, Jesus Christ, God, and in the name of Jesus. And Father, first of all, God, and come right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to let Deborah decrease them, that the Holy Ghost may increase them and minister to us on today, Lord. And Father, 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 I surrender today, God, and in the name of Jesus, and move me from this flesh, God, and in the name of Jesus, and that the Holy Ghost may just take up and take control of, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, and to cover everyone, God, and under the sound of my voice today, and cover everyone, God, and that will listen to this video, God, and in the name of Jesus, and I thank you right now, God, and for all that you do, God, and in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and for all that you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you, God, to cover everyone and their families today, God, and in the name of, do it for them, Lord. You know already, God, and I don't have to stand here and try to think about what they saying, God, but you already know. You already know what they need, Lord. I'm asking you to bless them today with the blessing they stand in need of, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody today, God, needs you this morning, this afternoon, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, then, Lord. I'm asking you right now to take over this service. Take control today, God, and take over today. Send your anointing today. Send your anointing, God, on today, Lord. Send your power down, Lord, on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your power fall, Lord, right now, God, all over us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just give you worship today, and I give you praise on today, Lord. I will worship you, God. Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless everyone, God, all over this earth, men, women, boys and girls, all over the earth, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. I ask it all. Amen. 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 So let it be. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God is such a good God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, hallelujah. I just thank God for this opportunity. I'm not going to hold you long. I just wanted to have a little short devotion, and then I can just testify and tell you how good God has been to me. I just thank God today for his goodness. I'm telling you right now, I thank God. I'm asking somebody to share today. If you would just share, in the name of Jesus, God has been so good to me. In the name of Jesus, you see, he's brought me down through 66 years, and I thank God for it. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise on today. I don't care what nobody thinks, but I care about Jesus, the Father, and what they think. But I love every one of y'all. I love you. Hallelujah. And I thank God for giving me a heart to love. I thank God today. God is a good God. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. We're going to get ready to just go through the word of God real quick. We're not going to hold them long. We're going to go through this word right quick. We're going to go to John chapter 13 today. Hallelujah. John chapter 13. Hallelujah. Verses 34. And 35. And the word of God says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Amen. Amen. And amen. I'm not going to hold you long. I'm just going to talk a little bit about loving the unlovable. How can we love the unlovable? How can you love the unlovable? You got people out there that don't want to hear nothing about the word of God. Don't want to hear what you got to say. Don't even want to speak and say hello. How can you love the unlovable today? How can you do this thing? How? God said, love everybody. We got to love everybody. We got to love everybody. Loving the unlovable. All this racism out here, just not with the white, but with the black and all the rest of them. We got to love them too. We can't have that racism stuff in our heart because we belong to God. He's looking at us. Then even the people laying on the streets and all the homeless people and people eating out the trash cans, we got to love them too. We can't think we so much that we can't even speak to them because they dirty and nasty. Or even that, let me go deeper than that. The ones out here doing all kind of stuff, even the ones that committing murder and all kind of stuff, God said, love one another as he has loved us. We got to love. We don't have a choice. If we belong to God, we got to love. We can't sit up talking about now. He called me black. He called me the N-word. He called me this. She called me that. She looked at me funny. No. How can we love the unlovable? How are we going to do this? We need to know how to love the unlovable. We need to know how to love the unlovable. Now, in the word of God, it says one of the Pharisees, because Jesus had been mingling with the poor people and loving on them and all this, I'm just paraphrasing, but a Pharisee invited him to dinner. So everybody looking at him like, I know you ain't going to this Pharisee house for dinner. I know you're not going to do that. But see, Jesus, unlike us, he loves all of us. No big eyes and little you. Jesus loves us all. Not me this much and him that much and her that much. No, Jesus loves us just like we are. The Pharisee just like he is. The lady, the poor person, just like she is, the prostitute, just like she is, the drug dealer, just like he is. How are we going to love the unlovable? Somebody, you trying to love them, they trying to stick you up, carjack you, all this. How you going to love the unlovable? I just want to know how you going to do that. We need to know how we going to love the unlovable. I'm telling you, this is one of these things that we got to depend solely on God to do. I'm telling you, you can't do it on your own. I don't care how much you think you can. You cannot love the unlovable without Jesus. It is with the love of Christ that you can love me. When you belong to God, you already love. When you say you belong to God, when you're a child of God, that love is in your heart. That love is already there. And when you get in these situations, you know you got to call on God. You can't depend on nobody else. I'm telling you, God is the only one can make us love the unlovable. He is the only one that put the words and the love in our heart to love the unlovable. I'm telling you today, this is a hard thing without Jesus. We need to know. We need to know that without the love of Christ, we can't love. You can't love nobody. We got to love our enemies. We got to love those who despitefully misuse us. We got to love those that say all manner of evil against us. We got to love those that throw rocks and hide in their hands. We got to love those, you know, God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. If you depend on him for one thing, you need to depend on him for all things. I'm telling you today, we got to learn how to love the unlovable in order to get to where Jesus is. I don't know about you today, but I want to love the unlovable. I want to do the unthinkable thing for the unlovable. I want to love him whether he wants me to love him or not. Nothing he can do about it. Nothing she can do about it. But we got to do it. I don't care what he say. I don't care what kind of a lie he put out. I don't care. I want to do what God say do. It don't matter what he did. It don't matter if he a drug hit. It don't matter if she a alcoholic. It don't matter if she's gay. It don't matter if he's gay. It don't matter today if she a prostitute. It don't matter if they selling their body, men and women. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter what they doing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, before we came to Christ, what was we doing? If it had a matter, we would have been messed up. If it had a matter, we wouldn't be there. But it can't matter when you're talking about loving the unlovable, loving the unthinkable. I'm telling you today, we got to love them regardless. I mean, we got to show that agape love. We got to show the love that God will show them. And we can only do it through Christ. It don't matter. It just don't matter. Because I'm going to tell you something. God reached way down in that horrible pit. Pick me up. Put my feet, establish my going. Put my feet on the rock and establish my going. I'm telling you today, God is such a good God. He's so worthy to be praised when he can love us. I'm telling you, I ain't always been safe. I don't know about all these holy roads, but me ain't always been saved. I'm not going to lie and say I was. I didn't just come down out the cloud. I have been just what everybody else been. I've been young, but now I'm old. Now I'm telling you right now, God saved me, and I thank God today, and he died for me. He loved the unlovable. Father sent Jesus because he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son down through 40 and two generations. God did this for us. The Father did this for us. And I thank God for it today because you know we were separated from God, from the Father. But the Father loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for us, the unlovable. He died for the unlovable. And I thank God today. I was an unlovable, but Jesus died for all of my hang-ups. In the name of Jesus, I thank God today that the Father sent him down, and he died for us. He went down through 42 generations. Jesus did. Jesus did. He went from judgment hall to judgment hall. They pierced him in his side. He was beat all night long for this unlovable person. In the name of Jesus, God sent his son to die for us. And I thank God if he had not died in the name of Jesus, he gave up his life. I thank God on today that Jesus died in the name of Jesus. They nailed nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet. They pierced him in his side. He hung there all night. The first night, he hung there all night. The second night, he hung there all night. The third night, but I'm telling you right now, after they took him down, they buried him in the name of Jesus. But that's not the end, because my Jesus, my Savior, my Shepherd, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, he got up out of that grave with all power, with power, all power to love the unlovable. Yes, he got up with all power in his hand. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling you today, you got to be able to love the unlovable, the unlovable. We got to love when we don't feel like loving. We got to be kind when we don't feel like being kind. We got to love until it hurts. We got to eat crow to love. We just got to eat crow. We need to love. I'm telling you today, with all power, power now. I'm telling you today, he got power to live right. He got power to love right. Right in the palm of his hand, in the name of Jesus. Y'all better know him. You got to love each other. That's the last commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. We need to love today in the name of Jesus. And give God praise today. God is such a good God. And he's worthy. God is worthy. He's worthy of all of our love and all of our praise in the name of Jesus. I just thank God on today for this opportunity to bring this word, because we ain't loving like we should. We ain't loving everybody like we should. Oh, I'm not going to say I'm loving everybody like I should, but I'm trying. I'm telling you, everybody that I can love, I love. Everybody that I can know, I love. Even my enemies, even the ones that I know that don't like me, I still love them. Ain't nothing they can do about it. God is love. God is love. God is love. Y'all hear me? God is love. And I'm telling you today, if you don't love, you don't belong to God. I don't know what else to tell you. Love. Hallelujah. Unconditionally, I don't care what they've done. Forgiveness, love, do it now. God said it. It's in the word of God. You got to love to make it to heaven. You got to love to be where Jesus is. If you don't, you won't be there. That's just the message I'm giving from the Lord. You won't be there because that's the first commandment. God is love. Do it. So I thank God today for this opportunity to bring this word. I'm not trying to hold you. I'm not going to hold you. Because next week, by the grace of God, I live and nothing happens. I'll be back cocked and loaded, ready to bring the word of God on fire for God. I thank God that it's down in me. It's down in me. It's down in me. It's down in me. It's like fire set up in my boat. And it's got to come out. So I'll be back on next Sunday already caught, locked, and loaded. I thank God for you, 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 and you. And I ask you on today to share this video. Share this video because I'm going to do exactly what God tell me to do. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to come right back on next week. I give God all the glory and I give him all the praise. Amen. So we just give God honor. We give him praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to close out. I'm going to close out now. But I'll be back. And in the morning, on Monday morning, I'll be on Facebook Live. at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern Time to pray for you, 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 and you. If you're not busy, get up and come to the wake-up call, the morning wake-up call. God bless you all. I love you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless everyone that's on this live broadcast, God. I ask you to bless them and their family. Then I ask you to bless everyone that will watch this video, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to just keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In Jesus' name, I ask it all. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. You all have a blessed and wonderful day. I'll be right back here in the morning. God bless you all. Amen. Have a good day. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, people is okay. This light off on me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.